seemed like in the second quarter, 28 points, you guys kind of had as good a frame as you've had. Is that what it looks like when everything works out perfectly, I guess?
Yeah, guys were playing good. They were in rhythm, and they made all the plays, and it's rare that everything can be perfect, but for those four drives in a row, it seemed like it went.
For the receivers as well, I mean, these guys have caught a lot of passes these past two games, and Robert talked yesterday about, you know, work on that chemistry, and now that Pierre's back, being able to have him back. How much has that core really grown in this short 2 weeks since the bye week?
A lot. You know, we have real high expectations for that group, and I thought they've been solid all year. I thought they've been a good group all year, but in these last couple of weeks, I really believe that they've taken a huge step forward. And if they can continue to stay like that and continue to get better, I think the sky's the limit.
To what do you credit that to? Is there anything you've seen?
Just working. I mean, guys really not just going through the motions, really trying to come in here and get better at everything. You know, guys still wanting to be coached on stuff and expecting us to demand the most out of them, and enjoy being coached, and guys working during practice, and when it doesn't go well, spending time after to get it right.
Mike spent a lot of the week saying he was hopeful Pierre could play, but was kind of downplaying expectations because of the turf and the tough surface. Be surprised he broke back out and had the day that he did?
I mean, you never know with Pierre. You know, he's been hurt all season. He was a little on and off all week. Some days it feels better than others. But when I saw him in pregame and just saw how he was running in pregame, kind of had a good feeling that he was juiced up and ready to go, and you could see that night. And it was a good chance it was good for him that he got some opportunities and he made the most of it.
Kyle, do you think you can count on having that version of Pierre for the rest of the season now, or is it just going to be?
Well, I mean, he's
up and down?
Yeah, you never know, because I mean, he's not 100% healthy, so you know. But when he does feel good and stuff, and you guys can see it, I think everyone can see it. I mean, he's a big time player, and that's what we hope to get. And when he's not fully going, you know, I still think him out there helps us.
How tough does that make it from a game planning perspective? Just because you don't know really physically week to week what you'll have from
there. It makes me a little less decisive, you know, on what we're going to open up with and stuff we're going to do, because it does change on who we're trying to get the ball to and stuff like that. But it's definitely a problem that I don't mind having. I'd rather hope to have them than know I'm not going to have them at all.
What kind of improvement have you seen from Alf, even over the last several weeks?
Alf's been good all year. You know, I think that's been the most impressive thing about him. He's never hit a rookie wall. He's played hard, and he runs so hard, and I've never seen him wear down at all. You know, he's been strong all year, seems to not have any fallbacks, and he keeps grinding on everything. He's really, really tries to not to correct any mistakes he has. He's very conscientious on stuff he struggles with, and anytime he's done something bad in a game, I mean, he gets it fixed the next game. So he's just gotten better throughout the year, and really every aspect, with just getting reps and experience.
He talked about how he is taking care of his body better now than he ever did in college. Is that something that coaches will emphasize to him, or trainers just kind of take care of that and make sure that they're in the cold tub and rolling on the phone?
I'm sure Bobby emphasizes that to him.
Not something you guys do necessarily.
No, but I mean, if you don't take care of your body in the NFL, especially as a running back, I mean, you have no chance. It's the most physical position, I think, on the planet, and guys hit hard. And if you're not taking care of your body, it's going to be tough to get ready for Sunday each week.
How tough is it with the game plan the second time around when you see the defense?
I don't know. It works both ways. You know, sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder. You know, sometimes you can set them up for stuff. Sometimes they kind of got you figured out. So you really kind of see that in the game. You know, both teams, it's the end of the year. We pretty much know what they do, and they pretty much know what we do. So there's not a lot of surprises. It's about giving guys a chance to make a play, and we'll see who makes the most plays on Monday.
Are you interested in particular to see how teams that have seen the option twice defend it the second time around?
Yeah. You always want to see what their plan is. You know, you don't, you know, when you got a great scheme like they do and great players, you know, it's not going to be some huge change. You know, they're just used to seeing it. They're not going to be surprised, and I think they'll be better at playing it.
What did their athletic ends do to defending that?
It's just tough, because when you got athletes like they do, I mean, it's not a real easy read. I mean, they can play both. They can really confuse your quarterback. And, you know, we got them a bunch in the game, but they got us a bunch too. I mean, especially in the second half, they got Robert a few times, and we had a few fumbles because of it. And when that ends up happening, it's tough to win. So, you know, even though we got them some in the game, it's by no means where we're fully successful, and we got to definitely make sure we don't get those fumbles when they do get us.
You guys have hit on the long ball twice, 2 weeks, same kind of play with Aldrick. Do you almost expect teams to play that differently? And if so, does that open maybe something else up underneath? Or do you expect that and game plan against it?
Yeah, I mean, every play that we do, it's I don't think we've had a one-man show this year on any play. I mean, there's different levels of the field that we try to distribute people, whether it's vertically or with width, and we go through a progression, and when they're deep, you hit the middle one. When the linebackers are underhand, then you go to the check down. There's usually three levels there, up and down, or there's five levels across the board. So it's really just about progressing, and the more you can hit underneath stuff, eventually the deep stuff's open, and the more you hit deep stuff, then the underneath stuff opens back up, and it's about the O-line giving the quarterback time to read it, to see it right, and the receivers getting to their spots.
What do you think about the year Trent is having to this point?
I think Trent's had an unbelievable year. I think Trent's one of the better tackles in the NFL. I think he's gotten better each year here. I think this is definitely his best year. He's battled through some injuries these last few weeks, and it's been good to see him battle through them, especially last week, and to finish the game like he did. But I've been real happy with Trent.
Do you think guys like Trent, Pierre, are they – guys willing to play with different sort of aches and pains at this time of the year with given what you guys may be able to accomplish than at other points of the year, you think, or is it?
I think Pierre tried to go earlier in the year. So, I mean, he's willing to play hurt. He was just too hurt to play through it. I mean, it was unsuccessful. And we got him to the point where he's not healthy, but he felt good enough that he could be successful. And he's gone out there and done it. Trent's played through every injury he's had this year, so he's always been able to go out there and battle. I think the one he had last week was the toughest. I was real proud of him just for working through that game. And, you know, on that last drive when we had to throw the ball a little bit more, I thought it was his best drive of the game. So he did a good job toughing it out.
When he's gutting it out like that, how much do you take it into account as a play caller, seeing what maybe he's not the same Trent, maybe he can't do certain things? How much do you take that into account?
You always take it into account. I mean, especially when you're going against first pass rusher, a good pass rusher, so I don't just want to drop back and throw it every time, because whether you're healthy or not, they're going to get you eventually. Those guys are good too. But it gets into a game where, you know, like in situation versus Dallas, I mean, trying to win the game. And if you're thinking about this and that, you're really playing not to lose. And you just got to – if your guy's out there, you got to count on him that he's going to rise to the occasion, whether he's healthy or not, and you got to call a game to try to win.
Robert has started to kind of establish himself as playing his best in a lot of these big games, you know, national TV or whatever. Do you think that's fair? Is that something you've seen too, and is there something to that or something you can put your finger on?
I just think Robert's just a gamer. I mean, nothing bothers him. You can feel his energy every week on Sunday. You can feel it a lot in big games. I mean, some guys get tight in the bigger the stage, and I think he gets more confident the bigger the stage. So it's fun. It's been fun to be around him in those moments.
With all the big throws he's had in the 8 touchdown pass in the last 2 games, is there a throw, even if it's not a touchdown, that stands out, that impressed you the most?
Yeah, the one to Aldrick versus Dallas, I thought was the best throw of the year. Just because he threw it with so much anticipation, he took one hitch and let it go 60 yards down the field. And when you do that in rhythm like that, you know, guys are scared to overthrow people, so they usually pull the strings, and then it's underthrown, and it ends up looking like a punt return, and everybody's jumping for it. But he let it go, and I think he was a little nervous he overthrew it. But when you got a guy who can run like Aldrick, it was the perfect throw, hit him right in stride, and that's why you get a walk-in touchdown.
How important is it that he didn't have to break stride, Aldrick, meaning that the throw was not only led, but, you know, perfectly over the shoulder, and that he didn't have to readjust?
That's why it's a walk-in, and that's why the DBs don't recover.
It's the first meaningful playoff game or first meaningful December game around here in quite a while. Do you get a sense from the guys just what these last couple games and what the next few on the schedule mean?
Yeah, you felt more with the urgency. I think you feel it this week, but I feel it's the same urgency we had the last couple weeks. And I feel like we had that urgency versus Carolina and didn't play very good. We had that week off, and it was a tough bye week just because we were so disappointed about that game. And we came back, and I think we've looked at every game real aggressively because we knew what our record was and we know we had to perform, and we feel we're capable of doing it. So we were disappointed in that, but we've been excited about how we've played these last 2 weeks, and we know we're only going to get better or worse, and we got to make sure we try to be better on Monday.
A couple of Trent's teammates have mentioned his maturity in terms of just his leadership. He's taking the captaincy thing pretty seriously. What kind of character traits have you noticed from him maybe in this past year that really speak to him maturing maybe over last year or the year before?
I think Trent's been a real good leader. I mean, I think guys look up to him. I think guys did last year. I know he had that mistake at the end of the year, but he manned up about it. Definitely made a stupid mistake, and he's come back, and he's been accountable. He's been the same guy every day. It hasn't been up and down like you get from a lot of younger players. It's a long year, and you go through a lot of up and downs in the year, but Trent's been the same. He's come every day. He works hard. He does what he's asked to do. He tries to get better at his technique and everything, and it sets a great example for everyone.